Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, man? Sorry about that. The connection got really bad. I don't know what the... That was weird.
Yeah. No, I had called the customer service, and...
I figured that might happen, yeah. That's why I called you ASAP.
Yeah. I was like... And then I told... Hey, he's on the other line now, and I was like, he's calling now. I was like,
Okay, cool. For some reason... Ron, that thing started getting weird with the system. Yeah, it was weird. It was like, it got weird with the system, like it wasn't saving. Then that happened. It must have been connected. I don't know. That was really weird.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, fuck, he gets my card and bangs on me.
Right? I know. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, right after that, and then that happens. I was like, couldn't have been worse timing for that. I was like, oh my God, come on.
But, so anyway,
okay, so
I saw
did you get that thing I sent you? Did that finally work?
Here, let me see. I was looking at, the agreement thing, and you were saying about $100 Facebook ads. So, do I have to, is that $100, like, included?
That's included. That's included. Yeah, that's included.
It's $100 in Facebook ads for me a month. And you know how I spend...
Yeah.
I probably only spend like $100 a month, but I mean, that's pretty dope.
So you can kind of save money now, and then you have our techs running it too, right? They know how to kind of.
Yeah, no doubt. Because it's such a, dude, learning how to target them and all that.
Exactly.
Such a pain.
And he'll go over all that with you too. So you can, you know, both have an input.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. I mean, I used to have like, you know, on my Google and all my other shit, I used to have, like, links to my Facebook, but that's pretty dope that y'all run $100 an ad, because I literally, that's been my, like, go-to.
It's a lot, a really long way. It goes really far.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, well, especially with, like I said, with me being, you know, on the stalled here with Google, you know, Facebook's really been my only pusher right now, so...
So we got to get some more, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Extra $100 ain't gonna hurt. Awesome. Well, anyway, let me see here. I click on this. Like I said, I mean, it gives me... Okay, hold on here. To get your Google... Business profile verified. Google may require additional information. Please reply to email we sent here or fill out the form here. Do you want me to fill that form out or do you want me to sign the other thing first? I got a couple messages here. I got the one, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to your email. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Hello? Oh my God.
Oh, right here, man.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, here we go again.
No. Sorry about that. So the other one first. It'll say, terms and conditions. It gives you everything that's listed there, the pricing and everything.
It said about the $100 ads and everything.
Exactly, that one. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so then I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer.
Right, so click the box and type your name there. And then once you hit confirm signature after you've done both those things, it should navigate you to our website and ask for your username and password. That's how you'll know it went through.
Okay, now...
So let me know once you see that.
I had given you a... It doesn't matter that I give you a debit card, right? It says sign your other
credit
card.
No, it's fine. It's just like maybe verbiage that they use, but it doesn't... Yeah, either or is fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Now, oh, man. See, I wouldn't give. I see it says I give you a... Hold on, send your name to agree...
The technician, you'll have, is that what you mean, the giving them the admin?
I was saying it says I give them access to my Facebook, which is fine.
So not your personal
Facebook,
just the business page to run the ads, and that's all they're going to do.
Yeah. No, that's fine. That's fine. It's just, I didn't let 411 Locals do that, and I'm so glad I didn't, obviously.
No, hey, I'm with you.
But
on that.
I'm putting trust in y'all to pick all this back up, so I might as well put that. You know, it ain't gonna hurt. but yeah, here, hold on. Let me try to get this done here. I certify your name. Okay. And type your name as you to agree, at least electronically sign by typing your name. Okay. All right, 1 second.
Okay. So let me know. It should take you to the other page once you've done that.
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries.
Let me see here.
It looks like it's good. I think it's good, man. I'm seeing it green on my end, so I think you're good. I think you did it.
Okay, yeah. It says,
yeah.
And
you'll get that username and password within 7 days from when you speak with the technician. So you'll get that shortly.
Okay.
I'll let him know, you know, ASAP. Now, just the last part I was talking about earlier is called our voice verification. It just goes over everything you were just looking at, you know, and other things you may need to know, you know, for the verification, the website. So I'm going to start now. Let me know if you have any questions along the way. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
H2O Pro Pressure Washing.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler Smith Bradley. I'm the owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, it goes along with, like, the verification, building the website, right? The more you're involved, the quicker they can do everything. Now, as a result of increased visibility as well online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local/. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from us here at Local/ and not another company. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Okay. Now, also, I'm going to set you up with the number and everything you'll need here at the end of the call. I'll send you a text. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose, basically just let us know or let the technician know of any additional online marketing that you might do with another company, say something we might do that interferes with theirs or vice versa.
Right.
But if you're just going to go with us, you're
not
going to, don't even worry about it. But yeah, just so you know. Now your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, October 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 3rd or, you know, 30 days from today in the amount of $299. That will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I think you already have, but I'll text it to you to speak with a live representative. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so now I just got to set you up with the time with the technician. Can you do that later today?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, cool. What's a good time for you?
He can get me, because after I talk to the technician, it's going to take like 7 days to even get, and then it'll take probably like 2 weeks to get verified with Google, right? Unless y'all, you get me verified quicker than that, or it's normally takes like 2 weeks.
It's going to depend on what the technician finds. I already made a note for him what happens, so he can easily kind of be aware of the situation. Yeah, exactly.
Right. No doubt.
For sure. I already made the note of that. I will make sure that he knows that, So as soon as possible, right? Like, he's going to be on it. No problem. No worries. Of course, I completely understand. Now, what would be a good time for you to speak with him today? Like, what's a good time for you? We're on West Coast, right? So it's a 3-hour difference in time. So, you know, right now, what time is
right
it there
now,
for you?
So 11:54. Right now it is about 12 o'clock.
Here. 12, right? Okay.
Yeah,
what's a good time?
And,
like maybe 3 or 4?
Well,
do you have any time today, or do you want to do it tomorrow morning?
Well, I'm loading up my trailer now to go do a job.
Okay.
Is there any? Would you be available to call me around like 5:30? If not, then yeah.
I think
tomorrow.
They can't. Yeah, we can do 5:30. That's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, 5:30 will work.
So yeah, because that'll be. I think the latest we can do would be, so 2 o'clock our time is 5, and then 3 would be the last hour is 6. So yeah, they can call you between 5 and 5:30. How's that sound?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, perfect. So I'll set that up. You'll get that email right after we get off the call along with that text, okay? So thanks for giving us a shot. I really appreciate it. I got your back on this. And welcome to the team, most of all. I'm going to text you so you have all my contact info too, just in case you don't already have it. And they're going to call you between, about 5:30 to get you started with everything. Hey, you can speak with the tech.
Awesome. Sweet.
Cool. All right, man. So they'll talk to you later. You have a good one.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
All right, boss.